finishing earnings season, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like it. I feel like it's perpetual. It never stops.
Well, because then you have analysts that are consistently then ratcheting down or ratcheting up, and you know, this game. Every quarter, you're going to jump the hurdle. I think, unfortunately, CEOs play the game for the short term more than they do guiding a lot of companies for the long term. Yeah, there are a lot of CEOs that don't feel that way, but I think that's the majority, unfortunately, are not in that camp.
But the way that they're being announced, it's taking longer and longer. I feel like years ago, it used to be quick, concise. It didn't take months for each company. Oh, well, we're going to come out now. And then, you know, now we're, what, several weeks away from a new earnings season?
Yeah.
And I feel like we just left the last one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be important now as we're going into the right fourth quarter and holiday spending. It's going to be, all these data metrics to me are going to put the Fed aside. And as you get closer to December, we're going to see where the information is as far as data versus, you know, Yellen pounding on her chest that she's definitely going to raise rates.
Well, you know, speaking of data in the holiday season, what do you think about Walmart and these other companies who are letting you do layaway early? They're allowing you to do layaway earlier than usual.
Doing, yeah.
And you can do it for $10 on a $50 product, give or take, whatever that may be. I don't feel like we ever started way back here in September. That used to be something that maybe would really ratchet up at the end of October, November. You'd at least get through Halloween, maybe through Thanksgiving, before you start the layaway program.
Well, gosh, I don't know. I remember Halloween stuff going up in July, so I...
Yeah, no, I mean, I can remember that. I mean, I remember when I was young, we used to go to, I don't know if you remember the store Wieners, that, you know, I want to choose or you want to close. That's where you went, right? They had layaway programs. And that was the first time I ever learned about that. But what type of, are they starting that early because they think this may be a slower holiday season?
I think it's been a trend. If you look over especially the last 3 or 4 years, this has been a trend that's been out there, you know, overall. I think one of the indicators you got to watch is what hiring looks like.
Okay.
Right. So you've seen Macy's are obviously hiring less.
Yep.
Compared to last year. Walmart also, but they're extending hours for their workforce. So we got to see how that process works. But yeah, you notice every year it starts earlier and earlier, like even Black Friday, or that time, that Friday where all the sales are after Thanksgiving. You're even seeing some of that stuff coming out online way sooner than it ever has.
Yeah, that's
true. Get a jump start. So remember, we're going into the retail part of the year that they make up 3/4 of their sales. This is it. This is their game time. So, you know, overall. So, I mean, all these numbers are going to become real important about what retail sales look like. And again, because we're losing possibly some of the catalysts that have driven this market higher. Like, for example, when we're looking at share buybacks. Now, that has definitely slipped over the last 6 to 7 months. So we've seen... corporations repurchased $64 billion worth of stock in the second quarter. That's down from $84 billion in the fourth quarter of 16. And that decline puts added pressure on the market. So again, if we focus back on Trump's agenda and repatriation, we know some of that money will probably wind up going back into buybacks and will help push this market higher.
So would it be unreasonable to think if we can keep consumer confidence high going into the holiday season, the retail sales could possibly be pretty darn good coming out of the into the new year? Which may give her that spark to go ahead and say, you know what, we're looking good. We're going to go ahead and we're going to raise rates.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, my thought is that she should possibly wait. But again, I've been feeling this way for a while. If I see numbers come in better, then yeah, let her go ahead and start. I mean, again, I think I'm more concerned, and this is my own personal issue, about how people are going to get affected with risk assets. And it sort of muddies my thinking a bit. But yeah, if these numbers come in better, wage inflation starts to pick up, yeah, then she's going to have to get on it and raise rates. But when you look at, say, we look at the 10-year treasury, we look at intermediate rates and so forth, we're not seeing those move. And intermediate and long-term rates are affected by inflation, are moved by economic growth. And frankly, that part of the yield curve is not convinced
that
this economy
true.
Is moving at full speed. Now, maybe if these initiatives go through, these tax initiatives go through, maybe it's a different story. Maybe that's the catalyst that's needed to bust that 10-year yield open and get us closer to 3%. But again, I'm not sure.
Well, it's not just those risk assets. It's the variable rate you know, debt that's out there that's got to be concerning as well when we talk about the consumers as a whole. Mm-hmm. So we are certainly at that, you know, that, like I mentioned earlier, probably that crossroads, but there's certainly a path to like more prosperity in this. You just got to navigate very carefully.
That's right. And that's why we have to. If the Fed's not data dependent, we at Real Investment Advice with Lance, we have to be.
Absolutely.
So we're going to look at the price and we're going to look at the numbers as they come in and make our decisions then, because you don't want to be affected by what we call this recency bias, which is the trend that we have right now continues into the foreseeable future. That may not be the case. We need to be aware to help you swerve or get out of the way of the danger.
Lance Roberts' blog. It's required reading for the informed investor. Catch it today at realinvestmentadvice.com.